Good afternoon, Denver, Colorado. My name is Joe Riccobono. I'm sitting in today for Bob Enyart. Bob is he's outside of King Super, 64th and Ward. At 64th and Ward in Arvada, Colorado. And you know why Bob is not in studio today? He's out there for a very important reason. There's a petition drive going on, and Bob is out there getting signatures for an initiative for personhood. I'd like to read to you the initiative and what it says for the Constitution Amendment for the state of Colorado. Defining the term person to include any human being from the moment of fertilization as person is used in those provisions of the Colorado Constitution relating to inalienable rights, equality of justice, and due process of law. So if you are a Christian, if you believe in the sanctity of life, that God gave us our rights to life, and you want to protect the life of the unborn, and you have not signed this petition, in Arvada at 64th and Ward, you can meet Bob Enyart right now. He's outside of the King Supers gathering signatures, and if you're a registered voter, we look for you to come there and do just that. Today, don't delay. The campaign has been underway for quite some time, and we are in the no signature left behind phase, because just next week we'll be turning in all the signatures to the Secretary of State to get this on the ballot later in 08 to be voted on by the general population. So just to want to first off thank Bob for having me in studio today. It's certainly my pleasure. We've had some tremendous shows recently while Bob's been out gathering signatures. Yesterday, you can go to kgov.com and listen to the show from yesterday. Brian Raubaugh, the president of American Right to Life, did a very strong show yesterday. It was wonderful. If you'd like to call into the show, the number is 1-800-8-ENYART. That's 1-800-836-9278. My name is Joe Riccobono. I'm the president of Colorado Right to Life. You can call if you have any questions about the petition. If you are someone who's been out there gathering signatures and you would like to give a little testimony, please give us a call and give us some encouragement here on this, because things have been going so well. We've got over 1,000 Christians in the state of, just think of that, over 1,000 Christians activated just here in the state of Colorado talking to people about abortion. They're holding a petition in their hand, catching the eye of someone that they've never met before, and the subject of life of the unborn and the protection thereof comes up. You've got hundreds of churches across the state of Colorado who have also activated and being very courageous. These churches have allowed signatures for the petition and encourage their congregation to get out more signatures and to sign the petition also for personhood. I would say we've had, since this drive has started, tens of thousands of conversations, people witnessing about abortion and the evils thereof and the sanctity of life, praying with one another, as all these issues always lead us in the direction of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, encouraging one another. Now, the organization that's heading up this petition drive is Colorado for Equal Rights. And if you're close to the website and you want to look them up, it's coloradoforequalrights.com. And I'm going to do just that right now. And right there, boom, we're there. And we are in the phase of no signature left behind in this campaign. Just remember that every signature out there of a registered voter in Colorado is a wanted signature. We need all signatures, and we need them now. We want to also thank everyone who's been working these past several months getting the signatures in. We've got over 70,000 signatures. We need many more. We need those, everyone that's going to come in. And between now and this Tuesday, the 13th, we'll be turning in the signatures to the Secretary of State's office. And only authorized campaign staff are the ones that should be receiving signed petitions, finished, and getting them back to the campaign. Once again, our phone number is 1-800-8-NYART. Now, we're on a powerful Christian radio station, and for anyone that might be in the Colorado Springs area, for those of you who would like to sign a petition and you're in the Colorado Springs area, we have a location there that you can do that. It's Freedom Chiropractic, Dr. Kristen Kells at 6285 Lehman Drive, and that's Building D. Once again, Freedom Chiropractic, 6285 Lehman Drive, Building D. You can go there and sign the personhood petition, and that is what is needed to do. If you're listening to this radio station and you believe that the unborn child has a right to life and you haven't signed this petition yet and you're a registered voter, if you're up north in the Denver area, you can go right now to 64th and Ward in Arvada at the King Supers, meet Bob Enyart, and sign the petition. If you're down south in the Colorado Springs area, you can go give Dr. Kristen Kells a big thank you for having the petitions there, and sign the petitions at 6285 Lehman Drive. That's in Building D, Freedom Chiropractic. We want to thank them very much. A lot of very exciting things going on for the personhood drive. So many people have been working together. But we also have Christian ministries that have not yet signed on to support this initiative and to support personhood for the unborn. And I would ask every Christian in the audience today that is for this initiative and looks for this initiative not only to get on the ballot, but to actually pass and be part of the Colorado Constitution, that you would be beginning to pray that the leaders of these ministries, the people associated with the ministries that are not on board yet, that their hearts would be softened, and that they would begin to see the rightness and support this initiative, that this does honor God, and it's always the right time to do the right thing. Prayer is powerful, and pray also for the people that have been working, because it won't be over once we get on the ballot. The campaign just begins, and we need all the prayer and support as possible. Once again, the organization that's heading this up is ColoradoForEqualRights.org. Now, Bob Enyart, I want to speak about Bob a little bit. He puts forth so much effort. LifeCommercials.com has recognized him as the pro-lifer of the year here in Colorado. He's put forth so much time and effort. He is a pastor, and we want to thank and pray for Denver Bible Church, who allows him to do so much that he has done for the preborn children and all the life issues here in Colorado. We can't thank him enough, and we also want to thank his church and congregation and elder board who support Bob to be able to lead us in this fight for life. All right. If you are looking to sign a petition and you're not able to get to 64th and Ward today at the King Supers, and you're in the Denver area, we have some other locations that you can go and sign a petition. During school hours, Maranatha Christian Center. It's 72nd and Oak, actually 7180 Oak Street in Arvada. Oak runs parallel to Wadsworth, and Oak is west of Wadsworth, west of Kipling. All the streets run pretty much alphabetical away from Wadsworth, and when you hit Oak, you're looking for 7180 Oak, Maranatha Christian Center. And what a tremendous Christian school there, elementary school through high school. Their phone number is 303-431-5653 if you need better directions than what I just gave you. But that's an excellent place to go to sign the petition. We also, at Colorado Right to Life, we have offices right across from the state capitol at 1535 Grant Street, Suite 303. Once again, you can go down to Colorado Right to Life, our office, and sign the petition there at 1535 Grant, Suite 303, during regular business hours. And our phone number there at Colorado Right to Life is 303-753-9394. Phone number here at Bob Enyart Live is 1-800-8-ENYART or 1-800-836-9278. You can please call. If you have any questions, any encouragement, please call. We should be hearing from Bob anytime as he is out there gathering signatures, 64th and Ward outside of the King Supers. I've got some locations for you petition gatherers, people who love to gather signatures for this initiative. I have some locations. This Saturday, we are able to get out to the Family Christian Store at 88th and Pierce. This is so huge. Mother's Day is this Sunday. And so many people love Family Christian Bookstore to go there and get a gift for their mom. You can do two things. Go to Family Christian Bookstore at 88th and Pierce. Get a gift for mom. And while you're there, bring your petitions. We're going to try to cover all the hours with petition gatherers from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. That's only Saturday, this Saturday coming up. We have another couple of locations. If you like getting signatures, meeting people, witnessing, encouraging them, talking about life issues, you can go tomorrow through Saturday, Thursday through Saturday, outside of the Walmart at 32nd and Youngfield. That's 32nd and Youngfield, Thursday through Saturday. Skip Sunday, and then you can go right back on Monday. 32nd and Youngfield, that's at the Walmart there. And let's see if we have another location. Yes, we do. Mardell Christian Education and Supply. Oh, it's another great store. You can go get some great Christian and educational supplies. Now, they're located at 4887 South Wadsworth Way. That's on the western side of Wadsworth. Let's see. I think I have a map somewhere here. I'm south of Quincy. Yes, south of Quincy. And on the western side of Wadsworth, that's Mardell Christian and Educational Supplies. Tremendous store. We want to thank everyone for having our petition drive people out there to collect signatures. We certainly do appreciate it, and we love them. And if you want to gather signatures and you like meeting people, that's the place to be. And let's get those dates there again. We're able to be outside of Mardell today, right on through Monday, every day, as long as they're open. So we want to thank them so very much. And let's not forget, these are also great stores to get something for mom while you're there. So I know everybody's been missing Bob, and he will be back in studio tomorrow. Did you hear that, everyone? All you Bob Enyart fans who say, oh, here's another guy substituting for Bob. I promise you, everyone here at the Bob Enyart Live cabin up in the foothills of the mountains, the Rocky Mountains, promises you that Bob Enyart will be back in studio tomorrow. He's got a tremendous interview with one of the stars of a movie. The name of the movie is Bella, and it's a great movie with a good message. And there's a little note here on Bob's desk. Everyone's familiar with McDonald's. Most everyone who's familiar with McDonald's will also be familiar that they have these red boxes that rent DVDs for a dollar. I think it's still a dollar. At least last time I went, you could rent a DVD for one day for a dollar. Well, they have their new releases, their May Day releases. And third on the list is Bella. So not only will you be able to hear Bob interview one of the stars of Bella tomorrow on his show, but you can go to your local Red Box at your McDonald's, grab a copy of the movie, watch the movie, and let Bob know just what a great movie that is and encourage him in that. So we've had some great guest hosts. Like I said yesterday, you can go to kgov.com and listen to Brian Raubaugh's show yesterday. That was wonderful. We've had Joe Scott substituting, Steve Curtis and Jim Anderson. Leslie and Lolita Hanks have been in studio. Vic Lopez did a wonderful job. So many good people. I hope this time away has always been productive for the petition drive, but hopefully always also one for you too as a studio audience. This coming Tuesday, the 13th, is an important day for this petition drive. It comes to an end to where the signatures and the petitions need to be turned in to the Secretary of State's office here in Denver. There will be a big rally, calling it a victory rally and signature turn-in, and you are invited. Everyone who feels a part of this campaign to get the personhood initiative on the ballot is invited May 13th. It's a huge day. They're going to be having a big victory rally and a press conference at 12 noon on the 13th, this Tuesday, at the Knights of Columbus Hall located at 1555 Grant Street. Please be there if you can. The campaign staff will be there at 11 o'clock to process any last-minute petitions. Parking. Watch out now. You got to watch those meters. It's during the weekday also. We'll be delivering those petitions to the Secretary of State's office just before 2 p.m. So there'll be absolutely everyone who has a last chance to turn in signatures, they can do so at that time, anytime after 11. Join in the celebration. We're going to have a celebration afterwards at the Knights of Columbus Hall located at 1555 Grant Street. Once again, that's another great place to meet everyone who's been associated with this campaign. Okay. What an exhilarating experience it is to be able to do this for the cause of the unborn and for the cause of Christ in his gospel. I'm going to turn to a passage of Scripture to encourage everyone. And this passage of Scripture speaks of two different people. It's found in Proverbs chapter 27, verse 12. And the Scripture goes as this: "The prudent see danger and take refuge, but the simple keep going and suffer for it." The prudent see danger and take refuge, but the simple keep going and suffer for it. In this simple little passage, in this small little passage, we have two types of people, two responses, and two outcomes. The two different types of people we have, number one is a prudent or the wise person. They see life as connected. Life is linear. You go from A, moves you right to B. Now, the reason why I want to bring this up is because with this personhood amendment, we're taking the pro-life movement into a brand new area that could very well end abortion. For the past several decades, many of the pro-life leaders throughout the United States have been on a dead-end road. And they just keep going. And children and the pro-life movement have suffered for it. And we pray that the hearts of the leaders will get on board with personhood, because that is the road that will take us to ultimately end abortion today. We've got a call. Is that Steve from Denver?
Joe, Rick Abono, Steve Curtis.
Steve Curtis, you're the vice president of American Right to Life and president of American Right to Life Action, correct?
That's what they tell me anyway.
You did a wonderful job the other day with the Bobbsey twins here, Bob Benyart Live.
We have a good time, the three of us. I wanted to pick up on the point that you're making about the leaders of these other groups. I think that when this thing gets on the ballot next week and it gets certified by the Secretary of State, this can be a prime opportunity not only for the pro-life movement to kind of separate those that are serious about ending abortion from those that like to keep it alive as a political issue.
Right.
Because it's it is very comfortable in some circles to stand for the right things and not take any political heat at all, because you surround yourself by people that are like-minded constantly. But that's not going to get this this battle won for us. We're going to have to get out there and engage people, and this is a wonderful opportunity with this personhood amendment going on the ballot this year to, for the first time ever, really have the discussion about abortion. What it is, what it isn't. Start taking those things that are, those thoughts that are so ingrained in our society. Because for 35 or 40 years now, we've been hearing the lies about how abortion is necessary for what they call the hard cases, the rape cases, the cases of incest, and the cases of life, the life of the mother. And it's you know, when we let those things get ingrained into our thinking pattern, we begin to believe they're not that they're not being made up, and that those are valid concerns.
Right, and the reason why we believe that, Steve, correct me if I'm wrong, we hear that from the pro-life leaders, not the pro-abortion leaders. We've heard those in the past from the pro-life leaders.
And then unfortunately, you're absolutely right. That's how bad it's become. The pro-life movement stalled out many, many years ago and actually started to go backwards, and it's an effectiveness because the pro-life leaders bought into the basic tenets and premises of the abortion industry. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, that's where we are today. The reason that groups like yours, Colorado Right to Life, and American Right to Life, and others are taking so much heat today from other pro-lifers is because the leadership has failed. There's no doubt in my mind that there are just millions of good, honest, hardworking, sincere, pro-life people in this country that think that they're doing the right thing when they support certain pieces of legislation, certain candidates, certain political parties
right.
claim to be pro-life. The problem with that is that they're not being pro-life, and they don't know it. And that's the first thing that we're going to have to understand, that we're going to have to find. It is going to take a real division in the pro-life community to have that conflict, to have that battle amongst ourselves, and to get ourselves straightened out before we'll ever be able to go out and convince those people that we do have a consistent and clear pro-life message that isn't confusing, and that is actually factual, both biblically but also scientifically. And socially, because today we have a pro-life movement that compromises everything. You know, I was thinking the other day when I heard a leader of one of the pro-life groups saying, well, there are legitimate, well, it was Brian Rohrbach quoting the Archbishop yesterday saying, you know, basically that there are legitimate concerns about the way that this ballot amendment was written. Well, of course they're concerned about that. They're concerned because it doesn't have the usual exceptions which would make it meaningless. And so the concern is, well, this is going to be challenged. Well, of course it's going to be challenged. I mean, this multi-billion-dollar abortion industry and the multi-billion-dollar post-Christian Republican industry that has just raised so much money and given so many people so much power over the years isn't going to go away quietly. We have to engage this fight, and we have to be ready for this fight.
Steve, Steve, you're absolutely right, and they've raised that money from the pocketbooks of very well-meaning pro-lifers. We've got Bob on the line. Hopefully we can keep you on the line too, Steve, but let's see if we've got Bob calling in. We've just got a few minutes left.
Joe Riccobono.
Bob Enyart.
Hey, I'm talking to the president of Colorado Right to Life. Honor. Thanks, Joe.
Well, thank you for allowing me to be here, and thank you for being out there doing so much tremendous work for the cause of life. We just love you, and thank you so very much, Bob, for all that you do. So how is it going there at outside of King Supers today?
Well, Joe, I tell you, when the president of Colorado Right to Life speaks, people listen. This is exciting. People are driving up, and one gal, I should say some of their names. But Linda called, and she said, where's that petition? I want to sign that petition. She even gave me a drink. People are driving here. I mean, we're in the corner of the metro area, you know, at King Supers at Ward and 64th. I'll be here to 4 o'clock. And people are driving up to sign the petition, and then they're attracting a crowd. Mm. And people want to know, what is this about? And it's a really neat opportunity to get the issue of life and the unborn in front of so many Coloradoans.
Exactly, Bob. We've spoken also, we were just speaking with Steve Curtis was on the line.
And I heard just the end of it.
Yes, and what we are trying to keep every pro-lifer encouraged. We're close, Bob.
We're out of time. Yeah,
yes.
Well, hey, if you can, come back later in the week.